can love you the best till my last day. I'll be loving you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America, a dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. The Boys Are singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News. A bizarre story out of Southern California, where almost two dozen small children have been found in one home. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
21 children, all from surrogate mothers, all the legal children of a couple in Arcadia outside of L.A. Police and the FBI are now investigating to figure out why they have so many children, 17 of them under the age of three. Most living in a large home from different mothers, Arcadia police saying.
We discovered numerous children.
The couple allegedly ran a surrogacy firm and is being investigated for child abuse. No charges have been filed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Gaza, two people were killed and several others, including the parish priest, injured after a Catholic church was hit by an Israeli airstrike. Father Gabriel Romanelli was very close with the late Pope Francis. The two spoke often about the war before Francis's death. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry in to our Summer Favorite Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a low around 53. On your Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and comfortable with a high of 75. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 53 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. State health officials say the the federal budget reconciliation bill will make it harder for Wisconsinites to qualify for Medicaid and food assistance. The State Department of Health Services analysis estimates that over 250,000 state residents will lose Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage because of provisions in that law. Dive teams in Sheboygan recovered the body of a 13-year-old who went underwater Tuesday afternoon. Fire Chief Eric Montanalo says the search at J.C. Quarry Park was a challenge due to poor water visibility and the rocky nature of the quarry's bottom, which stymied sonar use and forced teams to search for the teen by hand. And you can become a community scientist by participating in Wisconsin's Game Bird Survey this summer. That survey measures the reproductive status of game birds and provides DNR scientists with data needed to make informed management decisions for the species. More information is available on the DNR's website.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Benner and Pooh at Martin Transport. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Amplify Health by Gunderson, Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Security Financial Bank, Durant, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Dunn County Emergency Management is asking residents to take a preparedness survey. The survey will help Dunn County Emergency Management set priorities and goals for training, equipment, planning, and emergency response. Survey results will also support updates to Dunn County's hazard mitigation plan. Dunn County residents are encouraged to contact Emergency Management in person or visit the Dunn County Emergency Management Facebook page to take that survey. Western Wisconsin State Senator Jeff Smith and Eau Claire Representative Jody Emerson have introduced a bill that would restore the $1.9 million in funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program that was removed from the recently passed state budget. The bill is in response to the announcement of the closing of the homeless veterans facilities in Chippewa Falls and in Green Bay on Tuesday. According to Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoey, even if the bill would pass now, the closing of both facilities is most likely a done deal, and only Union Grove will remain open.
I think probably this is a done deal because we've already started placing these residents in other facilities. I think what it would mean is that in Chippewa Falls, we could move forward with that other proposal that we were working on, and we could have another facility up and running within a year or so, maybe. Green Bay, a little more problematic. We rent the property there, and we had been having trouble finding an appropriate place, another bigger space. We need more beds there to make the program work efficiently and financially.
Hoey says that a Legislative Fiscal Bureau note during the budget process showed that $3 million was actually needed to keep all three locations open for the next budget cycle. The Miracle League of the Chippewa Valley is reporting damage by unauthorized individuals on their ball field. The organization provides children living with disabilities the opportunity to play baseball at Miracle League Field without facing physical or social barriers. The field was specially designed to allow for that, but reportedly suffered substantial damage during use by folks who were unauthorized to be on the diamond. Miracle League says that they've come close to having to cancel games due to those issues. Anyone who sees unauthorized individuals on the field when the gates are locked is encouraged to report the incident. Bond has been set for $10,000 for a defendant charged in a shooting incident at a lacrosse park. Police responded to Pettibone Park Tuesday with reports of someone firing a gun. 40-year-old Jared Duddles was taken into custody and has been charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Lansing Bridge in southwest Wisconsin is closing for demolition. The Iowa and Wisconsin Departments of Transportation are moving forward with a revised plan to construct a new bridge replacing the current one. The Black Hawk Bridge will close and be demolished in the fall this year. This will ensure that the new bridge is built and opened by 2027. The team behind the project is considering bringing back the water taxi service to serve commuters while the new bridge is built. Wisconsin has joined a $720 million settlement against opioid drug manufacturers. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general have reached an agreement requiring 8 opioid manufacturers to make payments. Call says that would amount to about $12 million for Wisconsin to combat the opioid epidemic. The settlement hasn't been finalized. There'll be a sign-on period for local governments. In March, Call announced an opioid settlement with Kroger, which he said would bring in $21.8 million to the state. Today marks the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth will lose access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administrative directive, starting today, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that concerning because LGBTQ plus individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's action dangerous for LGBTQ youth. Changes to the state budget will delay the opening of a potential Dane County Buc-ee's. Planned funding for road expansion to accommodate the mega-sized convenience store and gas station was cut in the final version of the recently passed state budget. DeForest had been asking for $6 million in DOT grants for the expansion. However, only $4 million was provided. The total cost of the project is estimated to be $16 million. That means either the village or the company would have to pay more to complete the project. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Save 45% on all wall decor and 35% on spring and summer clothing all next week at The Cottage in Durand. Plus, join The Cottage for the Crazy Days sidewalk sale on Thursday and receive additional markdowns on all items outside. The Cottage is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Save big during The Cottage's Crazy Days sale. All next week at The Cottage, downtown Durand.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The 153rd Open Championship is underway today at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. I'm Bill Scott with sports. J.S. Olson, the leader at 5-under through 16. Xander Schauffele is the defending champ. He's 1-under through 5 holes to start his day today. Brewers announced that outfielder Sal Frelick suffered a grade 1 hamstring strain during Sunday's win over Washington. It's not certain if he'll be available to start the second half of the season with the Brewers when they take on the Dodgers in L.A. on Friday night. Frelick hitting 294 so far this season. Bucks lost in the Las Vegas Summer League yesterday, falling 102-96 to the Bulls. Chris Livingston, who just re-signed with the Bucks, led the way with 23. Bucks also announced the signing yesterday of guard Cole Anthony, who appeared in 67 games for the Orlando Magic last season. Green Bay men's basketball team will retire Kiefer Sykes' jersey during an October 11th exhibition against Bradley. Sykes played at Green Bay from 2011 to 2015, was inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame in 2023. Sykes also reportedly serving as the program's first ever general manager for the upcoming season. Packer rookies reporting tomorrow with the start of training camp next Wednesday. Left tackle Rashid Walker appeared on the NFL Network yesterday. He'll try to hang on to his starter's job at left tackle.
I just can't wait to compete. You know, I miss competing. You know, the NFL, we have a long offseason, so I've been itching to just get back and just, you know, prove myself once again. I feel like that mindset could be contagious to the rest of the team. And, you know, if everybody's clicking on the same page, I feel like we can do great things this year. The
offensive line blocked for Josh Jacobs last season. Can they be even better this year?
You know, going into the season, we really want to capitalize off what we did last season. We're not going to have a drop off. Everyone's going to be on the same page with the same mentality, and we're going to run the ball. We're going to be a solid offensive line.
Badgers released their non-conference basketball schedule, the slate featuring a matchup with BYU in Salt Lake City. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Seems like back to school happens earlier each year.
First day of school coming in hot.
And this year my kids had massive supply lists.
Folders, notebooks, and pens. Oh, the humanity.
But Staples had everything I needed, with some items just 25 cents.
Watch the small print.
No. My back to school budget was saved by Staples Easy Button.
Everything for school. In stock and as low as 25 cents. Staples.
That was easy.
In store, online, and on the app. Ends 8/23 while supplies last.
This is Secret Clinical Dominating Extra Stinky Stress Sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat. Let's run another marathon. And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
The Minnesota Timberwolves were perfect in summer league play this month. The Wolves wrapped up their schedule with an 89-85 win over the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Rob Dillingham led the Wolves with 23. Leonard Miller chipped in with 22. Minnesota ended their summer league with a 4-0 record. The Minnesota Lynx got off to a fast start during a 79-66 win over the Phoenix Mercury at the Target Center. The Lynx outscored the Phoenix 21-10 in the first quarter and led the rest of the way. Kayla McBride led Minnesota with 18 points in the victory. The Lynx will host Chicago Tuesday. They're in first place at 20-4. The NHL announced the regular season schedule for all of its teams yesterday. The Minnesota Wild opened up the 25-26 campaign with a game at St. Louis on October 9th. The Wild will have their home opener against Columbus 2 days later, and they end the season at home against Anaheim on April 14th. Single-game tickets will go on sale later this summer. The Minnesota Twins will have one more day off before starting the second half of the season. The Twins return to action tomorrow with a game against the Rockies. Minnesota's 3.5 games out of the final American League wildcard spot with a 47-49 record. Tomorrow's game starts at 7:40.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming to you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the heat is getting to those walleyes, but he's got a technique that is a surefire, and I'll tell you what it is. But first,
you fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that if you want to catch walleyes after the heat of summer starts sending them into a tightly schooled scenario and toughens up the bite, then you got to be patient, but you don't want to wait too long. You want to catch fish. So what you do is you search out a school of walleyes, you find them on your sonar, and then you drop down a live bait rig. You want to use a leech, but it has to be a lively leech. You want something that is wiggling. It's got to be lively, live bait. If you're using a minnow, you better use one that's swimming hard. And that is what is going to generate a bite when nothing else does. And you might have to sit there and wait it out. Keep that bait in front of those fish. Sometimes it takes a little bit of coercion to get those fish to bite. And that means sending down an easy meal, something that is very delectable because it's moving, and something that they will eventually just have to bite. It's really all about the bait. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs mid-70s, north winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear lows, low 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs mid-70s. Looking ahead for Saturday, decreasing clouds. We'll have highs, low 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Mondovi at 60. Plum City, Nelson, and Wabasha, 58. Pepin, 57. O'Galley, 56. Here at WRDN, sunshine and 57 with Martina McBride, and I love you. It's 8:24.
Totally right.
interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up. Cars go by. It's all we've been given. So you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by, I can feel it flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by. It's all we've been given. So you better start living right now. As days go by.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just like heaven to me. you look like an angel tonight, but you might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste of whiskey right off of your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste to be whiskey right off your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Riley Green, Worst Way, 833. I'm Brian Winnikins. Reminder this hour, here in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk with Rosie Reckon from the Friends of the Duran Public Library. They're having their creative contest fundraiser going on right now to help digitize all of the newspapers at the library, going all the way back to the beginning of the city of Durand. And so we're going to talk with Rosie a little bit about that and the silent auction that's going on in conjunction with the creative contest. And then 9:10 or so, we'll talk with Joey Hoey, Assistant Deputy and Director at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Administration. We had some requests. I received some follow-up questions from listeners. I had a few follow-up questions with Joey after our interview that we had done earlier in the week. So we're going to do that with Joey here coming up at about 9:10 in regards to the closure of Klein Hall. So that's what's coming up here over the next hour or so. All right, let's run down birthdays for today. Sportscaster Vern Lundquist, 85 today. Queen consort Camilla, 76. Of course, the second wife of King Charles III. Also, this actress and Emmy Award-winning producer is the daughter of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. She won an Emmy for the TV documentary Lucy and Desi, a home movie. Lucy Arnaz, 74 today. This actor was in the movie Click and the TV series Baywatch and Knight Rider. I always wanted the Knight Industries 2000 car. Actually, we kind of have that now, right? David Hasselhoff, 73, and he is a huge star in Germany. When the Berlin Wall came down, he was out there doing a concert. They just love him. The Emmy Award-winning TV producer won Emmys for the reality series Survivor and The Voice. Mark Burnett, 65 today. Country singer Craig Morgan, 61. I wonder if he's out on with the Redneck Yacht Club right now. Also, motocross racer Kerry Hart is 50. Country singer Luke Bryan celebrating birthday number 49. This actor has been in the movies The Help, Cloverfield, and Poseidon, along with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mike Vogel, 46 today. This actress was in the TV shows Scream Queens and American Horror Story. Billy Lord is 33 today. Born on this date, fur tycoon John Astor, born in the state in 1763. Novelist
Eric Stanley Gardner, born in the state in 1889, he created the character Perry Macy. Really? This Academy Award-winning actor won the Oscar for his role in Yankee Doodle Dandy. James Cagney, born in the state in 1899. This actor portrayed This actor portrayed Ellery Queen in several movies in the 1940s. William Gargan, born in the state in 1905. Television host Art Linkletter, born in the state in 1912. I remember his shows, you know, What Kids Say and that sort of thing. Also, comedian Phyllis Diller, born in the state in 1917. This Emmy Award-winning actor won an Emmy for the TV special Citizen X. He's been in the Hunger Games movies, as well as An American Haunting, Cold Martin, The Italian Job, Space Cowboys, oh, that's a good one, The Dirty Dozen, and MASH. Donald Sutherland, born in the state in 1935. Basketball Hall of Famer Connie Hawkins, born in the state in 1942. And this actress was in the films Cameron Jones, Porgy and Bess, and Claudine. We're talking about Diane Carroll, born in the state in 1935. No local birthdays today. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget to use that Dairy Queen app. You earn rewards points, then you can redeem those reward points for some great Dairy Queen treats like peanut butter parfaits. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a package of birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs, from the brats, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the steaks, the pork chops, and more. Don't forget about the beef sticks, too. Those are wonderful, especially the Hunter beef sticks at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear?
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be.
I wish that it didn't.
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true.
The Confetti Cake Blizzard Treat is back, filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ Freezer closes.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs mid-70s, north winds at 5 to 10. Tonight's clear, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs mid-70s. And for Saturday, decreasing clouds, highs low 80s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Mondovi at 60, Plum City, Nelson, and Wabasha 58, Pepin 57, Lake City, and Ogallee 56. Here at WRDN, we have sunshine 57. With Jason Aldean and Girls Like You, it's 8:41.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer.
night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold. And I don't want to let you go. How you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. To just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold.
On the way, we're going to talk with Rosie Reckon with the Friends of the Durand Library about their fundraiser going on. That's coming up next. First, hear the Judds.
There ain't no doubt I'm gonna dance every dance till the boys go home. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Joining us this morning, Rosie Reckon. She's part of the Friends of the Durand Public Library. And this morning, we're going to talk about the event that they've been having going on all this month with folks bringing in their items, the craft items and that sort of thing, plus the silent auction that's going on as well to help digitize the newspapers here at the library. And Rosie, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess for the crafters part of it, we have a lot of different things on display.
We do. We actually had 38 entries for the creative contest. A variety of items. The creativity and the quality is absolutely fantastic. The range of things from a puzzle that was put together with scenes from all of the Agatha Christie books to some bookmarks for younger children and made by the younger kids, and some quilted items, some embroidered items, some paper things. You have to come and see it to believe it.
And so as part of this, these items, they're being judged, but as part of this, these many of these items are for sale as part of an auction, right?
All but two of them are for sale during or in the silent auction, yes. Two of the items are going back home with their owners. They were promised to someone else, but 36 items to bid on.
And so this the money then raised from this is going to a pretty important project, and that's to digitize the newspapers.
Absolutely. We have newspapers that are way back from 1865 on through, and from 2005 on, they have been digitized, I think, by the company that publishes them, but we have a lot of paper copies and microfilm. Unfortunately, the microfilm is no longer usable here because we don't have a reader anymore. So this is a real push to get these papers digitized, and we want to do it so they're available to anyone with a device, whether it's your home computer, whether it's the public computers here at the library, whether it's the phone. And it will be in a searchable format, so very easy to use, but we need to get this done. These newspapers are irreplaceable, and we have a treasure. These are the local papers that were published here in the city of Durand.
Talking with Rosie Reckon this morning with the Friends of the Durand Library about their creative contest that's going on, continuing here through the end of the month, and auction, the silent auction that's going on as well to help digitize the newspapers. Now, when this would be done, how long would it take to actually do all of this to be able to, because yeah, you have the papers, but then you still have some that maybe are in microfiche. And okay, so how long is that going to take?
At this point, we have no idea. We are just at the beginning stages of even talking to a company that does that sort of work. We have the first company here today, and we've had feelers from at least three others. And so we're just at the beginning stages of finding out how much it's going to cost and how it's going to be done and how long it might take. Today, I really have no idea about that, but we assume it will be at least more than $20,000 to have them digitized.
Now, while you can't read the microfiche, the physical copies of the old papers that you do have, will they still? They may not be available for me to look at, but are they still going to be stored? So that, because I'm all into the digital thing too, but what if something happens?
Yes, we are not going to burn them after they've been digitized. They will be retained. And we actually have all of those papers on microfilm. I think the State Historical Society had microfilmed them many years ago. And we will retain both the paper copies and the microfilm because, data changes, storage changes. We want those physical things to remain.
So with the silent auction, how long does it continue and how can people be a part of it?
The silent auction is ending at 6 p.m. on July 31st, so they can bid right up until 6 p.m. and keep checking back at the library if it's an item that you want. maybe someone has outbid you, so up that bid again. So it might take multiple trips back here to make sure you get what you want. And these items make wonderful gifts, even if you don't want to own it yourself or put it in your home. Think about it. They're birthday gifts, anniversary gifts. Christmas is coming. Think about that. If it's something that you think is really great, bid on it and plan to take it home with you and perhaps gift it to someone else. And the creative contest itself also ends at that time. And the way that works is people will purchase tickets and then put them in the bucket for the item they want to vote for. And then the highest number of tickets, we're awarding prizes to the top three in the adult category and in the children's category.
So come on over to the Durand Public Library. Come check it out, and you can check out the creative contest and also maybe bid on something in the silent auction from all of the different items that were submitted for that. And, you know, also just check out the library. It's probably been a while since you've actually been in the library. A lot of things look a little bit different here. You want to check that out here at the Durand Public Library. You're listening to WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't know why it don't take me downtown anymore.
Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 100.